Well, I never had done it like Casey was saying, like I was going to be the next Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio all rolled into one. And, of course, it didn't work out like that for my first two or three years. But I started hitting 300 like 53 and 54, 55. I had pretty good years. So it wasn't like it just happened all at once. I kind of snapped out of it after I came back from Kansas City in 51. So it wasn't like it was that big a surprise. I felt like that. In fact, there's an interview I saw the other day on TV where somebody was interviewing me the beginning of 1956 in the dugout. And I said, well, first of all, I'd like for the Yankees to win the pennant. But I think that I'm going to have a great year this year. I'd like to win the home run title, and the batting title, and the RBI title. And luckily, I did that. So I think that I started believing a little more in myself, and the fans had not quite as bad as they were for me, you know, at first when I wasn't doing that good. So they got behind me, and the players were, you know, all behind me and everything. And I was getting older. I was 25 by then, and I had a little more confidence, and I think that's what really pushed me over this. I think that was a turning point in my career is what I'm trying to say, was winning the Triple Crown.